Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Digital transformation success or failure is often determined in the early planning stages of the project. Rarely do organizations understand how to effectively plan and prepare for their digital transformations. What are those missing links? That's what we will talk about today. My name is Lauren Heiliger with Third Stage Consulting Group. We are an independent digital transformation consulting firm with offices throughout the world. Joining me today to discuss this topic is Eric Kimberling, CEO of Third Stage Consulting. Well, thanks for being here today, Eric. If it's okay, I have a few questions for you.
Sure.
So can you tell me, why is implementation planning so important to an organization?
Well, the main reason is because if you don't have a clear plan, the execution is not going to go well. So without a clear plan, you're more likely to go off track and lose sight of your scope, lose sight of the business value you're trying to accomplish with your transformation. And it's a lot like building a house. If you're building a house, you're not going to do that without a clear plan of how it's going to get built, a clear architecture, and a clear just overall work plan. So that's very similar in a digital transformation in that you need that solid plan to have that solid foundation and grounding for the overall project.
Okay, great. So why do so many organizations overlook this process?
Well, it's twofold, two reasons why. One is because organizations are usually really excited when they've selected the technology and they finally have some clarity on how they're going to move forward with new technologies. Typically, people within the organization are tired of the old technology and there's some sort of burning platform and a need for change. So there's a lot of excitement and momentum around the project, which is a good thing, but what it does is it causes organizations to want to just jump in and start building and deploying stuff without really thinking through what is this really going to take, what's the resource requirement, how much is it going to cost, how am I going to manage my system integrator, how am I going to manage change, all that stuff. The other reason why this becomes an issue or the other contributor to the fact that so few organizations recognize the need for solid implementation planning is the software vendors and the system integrators. They're incentivized for you to make a decision now, sign a contract now, and start implementing now. So their self-interest, their economic self-interest is to get you to start prematurely on your implementation. And so you put those two things together and it creates sort of a perfect storm oftentimes where organizations rush into implementation without a clear plan or direction.
Okay, great. And then what do you think are some of the most important aspects of the transformation planning process?
There's a few of them. One is to establish project governance, so to make sure you have the right team, the project charter, resourcing laid out, to the roles and responsibilities on the project, how decision-making is gonna work, so that overall project program governance. There's also change management. You wanna have a solid change management plan and strategy because the technology, quite frankly, is going to be the easiest part of the project in most cases. It's going to be the people change that's going to be the most difficult. So you want to have a really solid change management plan because without a solid and realistic change management plan, your overall plan is not going to be realistic. So that's an important input into the overall plan. And then the other thing that's a big important part of implementation planning is typically the data integration, analytics, like really looking at how all of your systems and modules are going to tie together and how data is going to flow and how the analytics are going to look coming out of the system. That's something that a lot of times organizations don't think about, but it ends up on the critical path. You know, data migration, for example, if you have dirty data and you haven't yet mapped your data to the new system, that's going to slow things down or that's going to create disruptions later if you haven't done that. So those are just a few of the biggest things we look for in a solid or an effective implementation plan.
Great. And then what would you say are the best ways to start the process?
Well, first is to decide what you want to be when you grow up as an organization and really have a clear vision of what that future state is. You know, what are those business processes going to look like? How do you want to be organized? If you can't answer those basic questions now, then you're not ready to start an implementation. And an implementation plan is meant to help you answer those questions so that you can use that plan partially to help you define what it is you're going to be when you grow up. How are you going to roll out new business processes? How are you going to standardize processes? How are you going to change the organization to make people more efficient? All that stuff, if you if you don't have that up front, then you need to do that. So that'd be the first thing, is to have a clear vision of what you want to be when you grow up, and then bring in objective outside help. There's independent third parties like Third Stage that can help an organization objectively define what that plan is going to be. You want a partner that's not being overly optimistic and self-serving in trying to get you to start an implementation sooner than you're ready, or to implement faster than you should as an organization. So you really need that independent, objective voice to help you make that right decision.
Okay, great. Well, thanks again for being here, and thanks to all of you for being here as well. We hope you found this information valuable. Please check the links in the description below for more digital transformation resources.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.